Supposed to get some today.
I have friends who's were supposed to fly out today, but their flight took them through Atlanta, so they just straight canceled that flight.
Wow.
Yeah, because you know, Atlanta just never knows how to deal with that stuff, and flying through Atlanta just is the worst, anyways.
Yes.
But
driving, flying.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you can't win. But they got it. I mean, they really got it.
Are we supposed to get... Did you see the forecast? Do you know what's going on?
Yeah, I think we're supposed to get some snow.
But
I think.
Nothing...
Yeah, I don't... I don't know.
Don't know. I can tell you this. I know that I live in Kentucky, so I should expect cold weather and all that, but... Ugh. What it does, it's like it sucks the moisture from my body into the air. Just,
yeah. Yes.
Lips dry, hands dry, everything just... dries up, bones are stiff. I mean, I see why the older you get, the more likely you are to live in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. That's why Florida and Arizona, like, mm-hmm. the median age is like 58.
The biggest drawback to me about Florida is, I think your chances of something crazy happening to you increase dramatically if you move to Florida. Because every other day, something insane is happening in Florida. Just something insane.
Like a hurricane, or you just wind up getting shot.
Yeah, people doing crazy stuff. Like eating faces off of people, or
posing just naked with sharks.
Yes, I just... So many criminals wind up getting eaten by alligators down there because they're running from the law and they jump into ponds. Because if you ever spent, you know, a significant amount of time in Florida, you notice there is... bodies of water everywhere.
Yeah.
Like all over the place. And so there's a lot of alligators in those bodies of water. And
but anyways, you might trade it for the creaky bones.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
It's just so... I think... Worry about it lost on the windshield. That never happens to
never.
You. Never.
Never. Mm-mm.
But I couldn't leave Kentucky.
Yeah. So, my family, a lot of them live in Florida. My parents snowbird there in the winter. They still live in Minnesota in the summer. And my sister, brother-in-law, and nephew also live in Florida. And my sister recently, like a week or two ago, went to Cleveland for the, for the Browns-Jags game. I mean, could you think of a worse road trip ever than to go from Florida to Cleveland for a good... I was like, well, do you have a winter coat? Because it's going to be freezing in Cleveland. And she said, yeah, from high school. Like, they just don't have that stuff, right? So she wore all of her high school gear to the Browns game.
Well, I can tell you, I have some high school stuff. It doesn't fit. It does not fit. Absolutely not. You know, I'm talking about crazy people and all the stuff that goes on in Florida. Did you see the little thing that happened here in Lexington where the woman said she went to her car and found a homeless man hanging out in there? And he left the car, but she said it reeked of marijuana, and then he came back for his machete. And then later they found a napkin in there that appeared to have bodily fluids on it. So digest all of that. Yeah, it was all in a tweet. Didn't you see this tweet this week?
No.
Can you imagine?
That is a really good example of why you lock your car doors.
Yeah.
Because someone is going to... a machete. The machete part.
Right. Well, there's different things going on there. I mean...
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. You can't just digest that in 10 seconds. You just threw that on me, and I don't even know what to make of it.
Well, I think the lesson is, it's a good thing he got whatever he needed to get out of his system before she got back, because he hadn't done whatever he was doing, maybe she would have got the machete.
Oh, God. That is creepy and so scary. Oh, gross.
Did you hear last night? Okay, this is a big deal. Maybe not so much mainstream around here. Maybe it's not on our radar. It should be. But, you know, we got the volleyball team going to the Elite Eight and play Nebraska today.
Furthest the team's ever gotten in program history.
Right.
They can take another step today.
And then, of course, you have Kentucky basketball playing Monmouth today at noon. And then also,
I hope they still have the creative bench like they did a couple years ago. Remember when Monmouth's bench was all the rage for all the stuff they, their antics? I hope that happens again.
their coach, was he the coach that did the fake handshakes? Was that that guy? Maybe that was another. That was Sienna that did that. Anyway. And then you have the football, you know, the bowl game. There's a little bit of buzz about that as well. But Sydney McLaughlin. Am I saying that right? Is it McLaughlin or Locke?
I think McLaughlin.
McLaughlin. She made her collegiate debut last night. Of course, she's the Olympian. I remember watching her in the Olympics as a high schooler, and now she's at UK. And so she made her collegiate debut last night. How do you think she did?
I feel like, I don't know, but I feel like she did pretty well.
Yeah, she set the world junior record. her time in the 300 ranks number 3 on the all-time collegiate list.
Yeah,
how about that?
That's good.
I mean, what a debut for this girl.
That seems good to me.
The 2016 Olympian won the 300 meters in 36.12 seconds, setting the world junior record. The time also ranks number 3 on the all-time collegiate list and is the best time on that list at a non-altitude venue.
That is wild.
So this girl may draw some people to UK Track and Field Complex over there this year, you think?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think she should.
Yeah. And then yesterday, much earlier in the day at noon, was that BYU-Kentucky volleyball match. And then Kentucky...
And we're talking about back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, this one has to go to a fifth set, which is what it should be when you're in, you know, in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. These, you know, you've only got good teams left.
Right.
And back and forth it goes, and then Kentucky goes on a 14-4 run in that fifth set to basically put it away.
Well, they got down like 5-1.
Yeah.
So when you get down 5-1 and you're only playing to 15,
yeah,
it seems like that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on a 14-4 run.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yes. And so now today they face Nebraska, which is where Craig Skinner, the volleyball coach, came to UK from. He's been here, you know,
12 years.
So it's not like he was just at Nebraska, but.
Well, I believe the coach at Nebraska, I want to say he was like at Wisconsin, and he went to Nebraska, and Craig went with him, you know, on his staff. And Nebraska's known as like a volleyball powerhouse. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got a name. It's got a reputation. And, yeah, so now he's coaching against that guy.
Yeah.
That was his under the tutelage of Nebraska's coach for so many years. Now he's built his own program, and he's finally reached that level that Nebraska's just kind of used to being at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's their expectation. They kind of expect to be here. Kentucky's never been here before.
Now, I will say I haven't been following the rest of the brackets. Is Florida still in it?
I have no idea.
Okay. I just didn't know if Kentucky was the only SEC team left. I know Florida's a very good team.
I know this, Mary Jo. I know there are 8 teams left, and Kentucky and Nebraska are 2 of them.
Yeah.
That's
so,
why.
So there's only 6 others. Perhaps one of them could be Florida. I don't know.
And then Florida was the co-champion of the SEC.
Yes.
UK and Florida split. You know, that was Kentucky's only loss, but they had also beaten Florida. And at the time, Florida was number 1.
Yes.
They beat them in Gainesville. So,
and Tennessee has a coach too, Dan. Tennessee has a football coach.
Oh, now we switched. You switched quickly on me. You turned.
I know.
So
I really turned. I'm trying to find the volleyball thing, and then I just realized that.
Well, anyway, that's at 4 o'clock today against Nebraska, and it's on ESPNU if you want to watch. And yes, Tennessee has a coach, and probably one that's gonna bring them back to where they used to be. I mean, when you hire...
Florida is no longer in it, by the way.
Okay. When you hire the defensive coordinator at Alabama, you win an SEC championship, it appears. Because that's what Georgia did
Yes.
with Kirby Smart.
It's at Florida. But it's USC, Wisconsin, or something like that at Florida, because Florida was a host. Anyways, this show is off the rails.
It is. You are describing to Angelo an off the air question that he has about a team we really don't give a hoot about.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. And I have totally derailed this whole show from start to finish already.
Well, speaking of Florida, we'll get to the Tennessee thing.
Okay. But I need to take a breath.
Let's keep it on the Kentucky train. The UK went and went to Florida Gulf Coast and lost last night. And this was supposed to be, I mean, the deal was, we're going down to play Miami. That's the deal.
And then, while we're down there.
Yeah, let's squeeze in another game. Oh, let's play Florida Gulf Coast. All right, let's do that. So this was an afterthought game on the way to the bigger game against the bigger name, which is Miami.
Yes.
And instead, UK just can't shoot threes, can't hit anything, and Florida Gulf Coast is playing well and is beating them almost the entire game. I mean, just Kentucky made a run late, tied it, just could never get over the hump. At the end of the game, I think Florida Gulf Coast had three consecutive three-point possessions, where it was an and one and then back-to-back threes after Kentucky had tied it. And so now the number 20 team in the country, the Kentucky Wildcats and Matthew Mitchell's ladies, lose 70-64 and got to turn around and play Miami tomorrow in a big game. But now Florida Gulf Coast, it isn't like Florida Gulf Coast just all of a sudden surprised everybody. Now they're not in the top 25, but they had already beaten DePaul year, and DePaul was number 21 in the country at the time.
They're 9-2. They were 8-2 coming into this game. Yeah. So, you know, that they're a good team. Yeah. But, Dan, it just feels to me like it's so much more rare in women's basketball to see these upsets because the parity is not.
It's not there. It's the talent level the same. Is different. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You don't see it very often. But this Kentucky team it's quite different from what we're used to seeing because you don't have a Michaela Epps or a Audia Mathis.
Or even an Evelyn Actor.
Yeah, exactly. Or a Vic Dunlap. You just don't have that. You've got good players. It's not like they're not good players. But you just don't have that next level player, I guess. Taylor Murray is good. Macy Morris is good. That Tatiana Wyatt is a freshman. It looks like she's going to be really, really good. But, yeah, you just don't have that. Like I said, that Michaela Epps, and just think about the girls that are not here.
I know.
The one who's at Connecticut, or the other one who's at South Carolina.
Yeah.
Those are two big girls that would make Kentucky a top 10 team.
Yes.
If they added those two bigs to Alyssa Rice and Wyatt, they would have a front line.
As good as anybody.
Exactly. It's just, but you can't what if it. So they're just going to have to. He's just going to have to build it back up again.
Yeah, and to be honest, were they with everything that transpired for them to even be in the top 25 right now, and they'll probably fall out of the rankings after this.
Yes,
you would think, but to have a team that's still there in the mix is pretty good. There's a lot of what ifs.
There is. All right, we've got a lot of other stuff to get to today. Hashimu Evans will be here at 11. He'll join us here. We never even said that we're trucking on no extras. Can you believe that?
I can because I have really.
We are not professionals.
I have really been unprofessional today.
I'm prepared. I'm just.
Of course you are. Yeah. And then I start saying stuff, and it's like runs us right off the track.
I just don't have the must says right in front of me. When that happens, I can go. And take off. And then, of course, the two of us together. Next thing you know, we're talking about Christmas sweaters. Which we'll do next.
East New Circle Road, right by the McDonald's. This place is always busy.
It is. It was busy when we walked in. It stays busy. It's always sharp, too. You always look and go, I could use that.
Well, and not just use it. Like, there's some things in here that are just fun things that might be good Christmas presents.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll talk, like I said, Hashimu Evans at 11. He's going to join us, and we'll talk all UK basketball for that entire hour. But next we'll get into a little bit of that football stuff, that Tennessee coach and all that. Get into it. Take your calls as well, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-661-4694. That's 1-800-661-4694. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-661-4694. 1-800-661-4694. 1-800-661-4694.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Do you have a property that needs expensive repairs? Kentucky Real Estate Buyers pays cash for houses, so you don't need to worry. We provide a quick, no-stress home selling solution. You pay nothing out of pocket and make no repairs. Kentucky Real Estate Buyers wants to give you cash for your house in Lexington, Paris, Winchester, and Nicholasville. If you want a cash offer on your house without the hassle of listing it, call Kentucky Real Estate Buyers first for a free consultation. Call 859-780-5757 or visit us online at KentuckyRealEstateBuyers.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Think your child might have swallowed the wrong medication, gotten into your household products, had a reaction to a bite or a sting? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We're live at Truck and Auto Extras. Come on by and see us. We'll be on Eastern Circle Road over here by the Sam's Club and Winchester Road area. The McDonald's right next door to that. And I mean, if you're cold this morning and you don't, you know, I was talking about frost, how I hate that. I mean, don't you hate that?
Yes, and you. When I got up this morning, you could see it.
Yeah. So the solution is a couple $100, really, for an entire winter, and that's remote car starter.
You would hope it would last next winter, too. Like, yeah, it might just not be for one winter, right. Dan.
It's a good investment.
It is a great investment. So you can get a remote start here, start for $250.
Yeah.
And that's installed.
Some are even $200, depending on your vehicle. Yeah, that's everything. That's the part. That's all of it. Yeah, it would just be nice to, you know.
Yeah.
Point the clicker out the window, and there you go. While you're showering and getting ready, your windshield's defrosting. All right, speaking of, as we were before the break, the Tennessee football job, footballscoop.com is reporting that Tyson Helton will be the offensive coordinator at Tennessee.
I do not know who that is.
I don't either. And then Troy, Director of Operations, High School Relations, Todd Watson will join Jeremy Pruitt's staff. So swiping somebody from Neil Brown's staff at Troy. Yeah, I don't see any more on Helton. I don't know who he is.
Listen, for all that they went through, I think to wind up with Jeremy Pruitt is
outstanding
for that for them. I do feel a little bit for T. Martin. Like, he has to know that now at this point it's done. Like, he'll never be the coach at Tennessee. Right? Don't you think?
Like, never?
Never. Like, what they have passed him up a couple of times now.
Well, I think he's young enough that he would, if he were to get a head coaching job at, let's say, take Neil Brown for example. He's at Troy now.
But why does T. Martin need a head coaching job and Jeremy Pruitt doesn't?
Ooh, I don't know.
That's all I'm saying. I think he's got...
Because it's Alabama, you know?
He's at USC.
Yeah. But Alabama's, you know... So, and also, Phil Fulmer did explain that he was defensive-minded here. In this search, they were thinking defense. Because he kind of explained how... I think he said 8 of the teams that beat Tennessee this year had former defensive coordinators as their head coach. Somehow Kentucky got lumped in there. Because Lord knows the defense is not what is winning ball games over there. That, to me, I don't want to get too negative on Kentucky football because I think there's a lot of positives. But really,
right,
why is that defense just not better than it?
Yeah, no, it's a completely fair question. I feel like everyone's asked it.
Yeah, it's baffled me. I remember we asked John Hale, and he was kind of like, yeah, I don't know either. Because when you rattle off the names of the players that play on defense, and those are pretty good guys. I think Coach Steve Ortmeier told us that maybe he didn't think the corners were as good as they need to be.
No, I don't think they are.
Yeah, that's shown up. But, you know, defensive line, linebackers, I mean, so these guys seem to be good enough to not be bad.
Yeah. And listen, I do think while we're talking about Kentucky's defense, we do need to give a major shout out to Courtney Love for winning the Warfel Trophy, being at the College Football Awards show and all of that. I mean, that's, you know, think about that. That's given to the top community servant in all of college football.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to Courtney Love.
Everywhere.
And just, I couldn't be prouder of that award. Mm-hmm. I just think that's awesome. I think that is awesome.
Well, it shows what kind of person you are. It shows it's hard to do for others before you do for yourself. It's a difficult thing to think of others first in everything, in many ways. Or to give of your time, you know?
When you don't have much of it.
Right. When you're an athlete.
Yeah.
Football's a full-time job.
Yeah, you're...
And you're trying to go to school.
You don't have a ton of free time.
Right.
And listen, all college football programs around the country, they all have some sort of community outreach program or services that they do as a team or as individuals. I mean, you can find that all across the sport.
Right.
And Courtney Love is being recognized as the guy that does it better than anybody else.
And I have so much respect for people who do that. Who just are able to give of their time so willingly. But I mean, you got that Allstate Award as well. The Community Service Award for helping with, they dedicated a basketball court and park over to park somewhere. Anyway.
Danny Warfel actually said, I'm glad Courtney didn't come along before me because this would have been called the Courtney Love Trophy.
Wow.
Instead of the Warfel Trophy.
Wow.
You know, it's such an honor.
It is.
It really is. And if, I just couldn't be prouder. I think that's really awesome. And Courtney Love.
Yeah.
The
Cobain.
Same, yeah.
Kurt Cobain's ex.
Tweeted Courtney again saying congratulations and how proud she was.
Mm-hmm.
And he of course, responded, maybe we'll see you at the Music City Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I am such.
Because I think she's probably going to be at the UK Louisville basketball game. I don't think she's going to be at both.
I'm such an anti Courtney Love, the entertainer person.
But I mean, she's it's cool. so talented.
It's cool that, you know, she recognizes that or whatever, but I almost feel like, quit trying to horn in on his deal, you know? Just let him be him, because to me, he's a bigger deal than you. But I know the rest of the world sees it differently.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've always pretty much couldn't stand her or that horrible crooning that she does. Ugh.
Yeah, you do a pretty decent impression of
Doll Parks.
Yeah. Someday I'm gonna get
I
you.
I wanna be the girl with the most cake.
Someday
that's a song. That's
someday
how she sings.
I want you to do Doll Parts as performed by Ed Orgeron. Someday that'll come. That might be a summertime thing when we don't have as much to talk about. And yeah, that way you can prepare for that.
Yeah, I'd be a little more ready.
By the way, speaking of awards, the Heisman Trophy will be given out tonight to, I assume, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I think that it should go to Lamar. Mm-hmm. I really do think he is spectacular enough to be deserving of back-to-back Heismans. But he won't get it.
No. The only argument, I guess, I've seen that I take as somewhat valid for Baker Mayfield is that he's played in bigger games and performed well in bigger moments.
Yeah.
And he has done that. But it depends on what you think the Heisman is. Is the Heisman for the player who best leads his team to becoming a playoff team, one of the top five teams in the country?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? Or because... that didn't happen last year for Louisville, but they got there. They were in the hunt so late.
That's part of it,
that,
I think.
That it kept it there? Or is the Heisman for the best player in college football? Because if it's for the best player in college football, we know. If you put Lamar Jackson on Oklahoma's roster, and assuming that no one who makes decisions is racist, Lamar Jackson's the quarterback.
Yes.
I mean, he's the quarterback on any team in the country if he's on your roster. So, I'm not saying that Baker Mayfield's not good.
No, and I'm not either. I mean, I think he's 100% deserving of being in New York this week. I just think if you were completely... And I also don't think... I don't know. Is the Heisman also a character award?
Yeah.
So
I think it is. I think you want it to embody college athletics all the way through. What you want to represent you. Who do you want to be in this prestigious club of Heisman winners?
And that Lamar has hands down over Baker Mayfield. Not even close.
He has done...
he's done nothing to tarnish any reputation.
No, I mean, he's gone the other way. He's built his reputation by community service. And he was at a school this week in Louisville, like at an elementary school.
And as good as Baker Mayfield is, you say the name and the first reaction it evokes is punk.
Yeah, punk.
It's the very first thing you think of.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that should count for something.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you got a guy putting up the numbers that have never been put up before, Lamar Jackson is going to leave college as the only guy to rush for 1,000 and throw for 3,000 2 years in a row? Nobody's ever done it before.
It's spectacular. It's spectacular.
I mean, and if that is not worthy of breaking the sanctity of Archie Griffin, you know, like he can be the only two-time winner ever, I mean... and it has to be someone special. He is.
He is special.
Just because he's not playing for Notre Dame.
He's the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, so you know that every team they played this year was out to stop him. And guess what?
They didn't.
He still did it.
Yeah.
He still did everything again.
He can't do it all by himself.
He's one of those special players that you only see.
Yes. That's why there's been no one else that's rushed for 1,000 and thrown for 3,000 back-to-back years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame. I really think it's a shame that he's not going to win it. Because if there ever was someone that we've seen in our lifetime here that should win it 2 years in a row, he's worthy of that. And Yeah, we're going to see.
Especially, I think, in a year where it's like they can only get three guys there because there isn't anybody else even close. Mm-hmm. And Bryce Love, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. So really, it's two guys, and one of them is a complete...
jerk.
Yeah. And the other one...
repeatedly. Yeah. Like, continues to behave poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has been, you know, shown, okay, that was bad behavior. Okay, I'll do it again soon.
Listen, I'm probably going to be suspended for the first two plays of this game. Anyway.
Yeah, we got to take another break. We are live at Truck and Auto Extras. You can give us a call, 381-1313, if you want to get in here and talk. We can talk UK basketball, but we're going to do that a lot with Hashimu Evans in the next hour.
Oh, Brad, back at the studio.
Just listen to this for a second. When she really kicks it in. Here you go. Oh, what a voice. Well, did you hear that talent?
Yeah.
I do too. This is the sound that you make, like, rolling out of the bed in the morning, like, yeah, I really want to brush my teeth, but I'm too tired. Good grief. Thank goodness for our Courtney Love.
I know.
To save the day. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Kentucky so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We're live at Truck and Auto Extras on New Circle Road. over here by Sam's Club, you know, Winchester Road area. Come by and see us on this chilly day. We were talking there. You mentioned Courtney Love and the Werfel Trophy. Well, also really big this week was Benny Snell being first team All-SEC by the Associated Press.
And then second team by the coaches, and his reaction to that was even better.
I know. He was so – he's just such an intense guy. Like, you could tell it just eats at him that the coaches didn't think – like, he went, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's the coaches, so whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me, though. I don't even pay attention to that. Wrong. It eats him alive.
Yeah.
It's motivation. He's just such an intense guy. He's, you know, one of those different dudes. He's special. Is he the best running back to ever play at Kentucky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's
– Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a question about it.
And he's got one more year. Well, I mean two, technically, but he's got one more year.
Do you remember way back before football season even started, we had Kyle Tucker on here talking about his five bold predictions.
Mm-hmm.
That each one of them on its face seemed like it was a little overboard.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just... And one of them was Benny Snell leads the SEC in rushing.
I didn't realize that was one of them.
Yes.
Because the only one I can remember is, of course, Drew Barker would become the starting quarterback.
Yes,
Kyle has been taking some heat this week for talking about Drew Barker as the quarterback. Drew Barker got reps with the ones yesterday. Eddie Grand said that's kind of the plan, is to get some of the other guys.
That's why bowl practices are so valuable.
It's another spring practice session for them, because really they only use about a week of actual game. They might, you know, trickle in some stuff here and there, but, you know, game prep, they wait till the week of the game, and then they treat it like a game week type deal, and then that's when you really start working on all that, preparing for the other team that way.
Kyle has also been riding the Florida basketball train like crazy until this week they lost to Florida State and Bourbon County.
Did they lose to Bourbon County?
Was it was someone else. They lost at home to someone that I can't think of who it was. But it
Loyola
was,
Chicago.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah,
wasn't good.
Yeah, I watched that one.
So, Benny Snell leading the SEC in rushing was one of his bold predictions, and I cannot wait to see what he does next year.
Yeah.
I can't. He is just, he's different.
He is
different.
All the talk next year is going to be about, I mean, all the talk from here out, all the way till the next year's season opener is going to be about who plays at quarterback. And
Lynn Bowden's thrown his name in the ring, huh?
Yeah, I don't see that. But with Barker, I do find it interesting that so many people came at Kyle Tucker the way they did. Like that Drew Barker's done. Like one guy even said, if they name Drew Barker the starter, I won't watch another UK football game. I'm like, what?
The straw that breaks the camel's back? You know, like, we're going back-to-back 7-5 seasons and a history of just mediocrity and below. And Drew Barker being the starting quarterback next year, that's it. That's what does it for you. Okay, then jump off the train. I'm good with those people not being around.
The kid that excelled at Connor High School.
That's a lie. Also, he will absolutely watch UK football again. But that is just, that's crazy. That's dumb.
To take away, I mean.
He was the prize recruit.
Yeah. He was the Super Bowl commercial. And I don't know what you're basing dismissing him on. Like, because it's known. We now know that against Southern Miss in the second half, he got a little... That's when the injury began. That's when he started to feel it. And so he wasn't very good after that in the two following games. He was only in the New Mexico State game for a minute. But, you know, the Florida game.
And then he requires surgery. You know what I mean? Like, on his back. I mean, this is... You know, it was a pretty significant injury.
And then when he's been thrown into games, it's not a fair opportunity to assess him from that. You know, it's a difficult thing anyway. So you can't really judge that. So I think the biggest takeaway would be when healthy, he was throwing the ball all over the yard and looked outstanding. And so then now, because he had a surgery and he hasn't looked good in mop-up duty or just a sub here or there, that you go, ah. I mean, who was the game he had the fumble against? Was that this year? Steven yeah. Johnson had to go out. Drew Barker comes in and immediately fumbles. I mean, I can see the play in my head.
I see the play, yeah.
But anyway.
I want to say Florida, but that wasn't it, was it?
No. So that's a tough deal, too. But it's not like if he's the starter next year, his first play is going to be a fumble. It could be, but, you know.
It's not like every play is going to be a fumble.
So let's say then. All right, you're so totally against Drew Barker. Well, then Gunnar Hoke has never even played in the game. You haven't seen him throw for 300 yards and a half against a Division I team. You saw him in the spring game do well against his own team. So I'm not saying that Gunnar Hoke couldn't and shouldn't be the starter. But, you know, that's that falling in love with the unknown.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Walker Wood has not been cleared yet. I've seen him recently, and I thought he was. He looked, of course, it's not football playing, but as far as, you know, getting from point A to point B without assistance, he looks fine walking around. Walker Wood, I mean, when you ask Steven Johnson about him, he's like, stud. Kid is a stud. And he's the type of guy that they're looking for anyway. Like, that Henshaw and Grand like, the Steven Johnson type who can run around and create with his legs as well as throw the ball. He's a little bit undersized. I don't see him getting a real chance here. I mean,
I don't think he has a chance in France, Dan. I just don't. It's
yeah, Danny Clark, I think, does have a little bit of a chance too, because he's another guy who's been. Who's that kind of player that they like, and he's a little bit bigger. It was the Tennessee game, by the way, that Barker fumbled in that game. Thank you, Brad. But I think really it comes down to, unless Danny Clark just is crazy in camp, like in the spring and then in camp, I think it's Drew Barker, and I think they're already entering it with that thought. It's Drew Barker.
Yeah.
Like, they're already going into it that way. There's this kid, Terry Wilson, the JUCO guy, who's in town this weekend visiting.
Yeah.
He's, I don't know, got that makeup of what they like again.
And he's got some other schools looking at him.
Yeah.
Some big-time programs, so.
Drew Barker is not that Steven Johnson type.
Mm-mm.
Like, this Terry Wilson is Steven Johnson type. But Drew Barker's not. I don't think it matters as long as you get somebody who can move the chains, you know? I don't really have a preference over running quarterback and throwing quarterback. Just as long as you can move around a little bit. I mean, Jarrett Stidham looked just fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think what happens is you're always – look, they still play those dang air raid sirens. Well, that's over. But people
it's
still
been over.
People still want it. Yeah, it's been over for years, but they still want to see throwing the ball around a little bit, something a little bit more exciting. It's not going to happen while Benny Snell is here, but at least last year you had the long ball. Don't even have that this year. Didn't even have it.
Mm-mm.
And Steven Johnson's accuracy improved this year versus last year. But you don't think of him as
a passer.
A great passer.
No.
I mean, he's okay.
Yeah.
And you need better than okay. Yeah, you need better than okay. Oh, my gosh. I completely forgot.
Yeah.
You just pointed to Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long. I would have gotten to you more quickly, but I forgot. So, Jeff, we're going to bring you in now. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
Good. How are you, Mary Jo?
I'm so good, and you must be just, like, over the moon with a shot at the Final Four today.
Well, yes, I am. I watched that match yesterday with BYU, and it was really exciting. And I thought the crowd was really into the match. They drew a big crowd, which I was a little surprised at the time of day, and it being a Friday afternoon. I didn't know what kind of crowd they draw, but I thought they drew a great crowd. And I heard the cheers over the TV, and it was great. So I hope they've got one more in them. But the Nebraska's got an outstanding program. They're outstanding. They're in the Final Eight. You know, the Final Four contingent every year. Craig Skinner was an assistant there for years before he got the Kentucky job. I know Louisville's head coach. I think she either ended her first or second year now. She played there, so you know, it's an outstanding program. And just for Kentucky to be in the final eight of this tournament is great for the program. So hope they can take it one more step, and hope they get a big crowd today, and hope they can win. So, but and also
I would expect a pretty good crowd today.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, but. I hope they can, but I wanted to ask you guys, did you guys get any snow up there?
Nope.
No. Mm-mm. Nothing.
Okay. Not yet, anyway.
Okay.
How about you? You snowed in?
No, we didn't either. It's just really cold down here. So it's real cold down here. But Mary Jo, Tennessee finally did name a football coach. We had to say that.
They did. They did, and I think they got a good one.
It sounds like it. But now, Mary Jo, they've got to find a volleyball coach now.
Why? I don't know anything about that. They fired their volleyball coach?
No, Tennessee's volleyball coach resigned this last week.
Oh, okay.
They've got to find a ball. So that's four coaches in less than a year. They've had to replace.
Well, and they had to get a new AD too.
Yeah, two athletic directors too. So you know, so pretty good. but just wanted to holler at you guys. Hope you guys have a great great holiday, and if you haven't done all your holiday shopping, hope you get it all done.
Hey, I've done it. It's over.
Mine's over too.
I did want to ask you guys about next year's quarterback at Kentucky. I know the Williams.
Yeah.
I know the Williams kid decommitted, probably going to Miami now. But do you think Gunnar Hoke has a shot?
Mm-hmm. I do think he does have a shot. I mean, the thing is it was a close race. I mean, Barker won the job anyway, but with Stephen Johnson. Remember that. Barker won the job versus Stephen Johnson. So I think there's a reward that they want to give Drew Barker for sticking with it, for being tough, for doing the right things, and just show that they reward that kind of behavior. But it's not like they're going to put him out there based on that. If he doesn't perform in practice and doesn't look, you know, good enough for what they want to do, I think Gunnar Hoke's going to be right on his heels.
Yeah.
And we saw Gunnar Hoke's accuracy might win the day. Well, you know, we don't know what Drew Barker's accuracy looks like here, 2 years later. But I think he's got to be the front runner. I think there's no question he's the front runner. But Gunnar Hoke definitely has a shot. And I think there's plenty of people in the UK fan base that are in Gunnar Hoke's corner.
Yeah. Last thing, with Tennessee naming their new coach and all these new coaches being named SEC, the longest tenured coach, you guys know, is Nick Saban. The second longest tenured coach, Gus Malzahn and Mark Stoops.
Mark Stoops, yeah. They're tied.
Mark Stoops and Gus Malzahn.
They came in at the same time.
Tied.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Hey, thanks,
Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. All right, we got to get to a break. We're live at Truck and Auto Extras here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Listen to the Big Blue Report on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Brought to you by Republic Bank. From checking and savings accounts to online and mobile banking to home loans, Republic Bank makes banking easier. Republic Bank, it's just easier here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The body, it is a work of art. An incredible feat of engineering and a beautiful biological mystery. A mystery scientists work tirelessly to unravel. And while many questions remain, we now have new insight into why our immune system has difficulty detecting cancer cells in the body. This new understanding has led to a revolutionary approach called immunotherapy, and a new hope for how we'll fight cancer in the future. This is Jimmy Smits, and I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer. Immunotherapy works by boosting our body's natural immune system, empowering it to identify and eradicate many types of cancer cells. Speak with your doctor and visit su2c.org/immunotherapy to see if this approach may be right for you or your loved one. Your body might just be your greatest hope.
You've seen how recent hurricanes have devastated whole communities, flooding and destroying homes. Join Habitat for Humanity as we work with families to repair and rebuild. You can help someone desperately in need of a place to call home. We will rebuild, but only with your help. Visit Habitat.org to support Habitat's work.
Hi, I'm Leanne Lancaster Brooks, and for 52 years, our company, Bluegrass Auto Body, has helped make damaged cars and trucks look brand new. This holiday season, I want to help our wonderful Lexington firefighters help children celebrate with new cars and trucks. Please bring an unwrapped toy, car, or truck to either one of our locations, 309 Russio Way or 1040 West High Street, and help our firefighters fill the fire truck. From all of us at Bluegrass Auto Body, thank you and have a blessed holiday.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Kentucky. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We're live at Truck and Auto Extras here off New Circle Road and Winchester Road. And before we get into basketball, which we're going to do here shortly, because Hashimu Evans is here with us, and we're going to talk basketball for a solid hour leading up to tip-off against Monmouth today at noon. So get some more football stuff in here. And something this morning that was just tweeted out at 9:20 a.m., Josh Allen, decisions, what should I do with the thinking emoji? I think that decision is going to be, see ya, I'm going to the NFL. Leave.
And then it's going to come back later. He's like, well, what was I going to have for breakfast?
Well, did you see my tweet? That's what I tweeted at him. I tweeted, oh, I
guess
know.
He's at Deviate Kitchen trying to
decide, yeah, which cinnamon roll to get. Because they're all good. Yeah, I think he's probably going. And Stoops already said that he sent requests to the NFL for feedback on guys to get, you know, draft info and see. And I think Josh Allen's going to like what he hears. And if you like what you hear, I don't know why. It's hard to come back, I think. I think it's hard to come back. So I think he'll probably go. Let me ask you this. Jordan Jones. Should he play in the bowl game?
Well, I mean, he's going to play in the bowl game. Mark Stoops is...
Right.
And
should he, though? What would you do? Remember now...
Yeah, so I understand where Stoops is coming from, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he should have been pulled from that game without question.
Yes.
From the Louisville game. He should have been taken out. I did not agree with Stoops that it was more of a punishment to go back in.
No.
He should have been taken. He should have been pulled.
Yeah.
By the time the bowl game rolls around, we're going to be kind of removed from that. And I understand that there are certain guys that you may lose if he knows.
Yeah.
And I don't mean lose like quit the team.
Right.
I mean lose their focus, their I don't know Jordan, right? I don't know. So this is just completely me theorizing based on what I've heard Mark Stoops say. I think there's a fear there that without a reason for him to practice football and be out there and be playing, that mentally and emotionally it might destroy Jordan. Not destroy, but it might hurt him, and it may lead to behavior that even goes further than what has happened.
I would be in favor of him sitting out the game if it was today. Because
yes.
We're a week from it. You know, a week or what is it, 2 weeks, actually? If it was the following week, is what I'm trying to say. But because it's a month away in the bowl game, then the punishment is you know, the event happened and you're waiting another month before serving the punishment. Also, had he just pulled him at that time?
I don't think there would have been questions about the bowl game if
right.
he had just yanked him and taken him out of the game.
Yanked him and sat him the rest of the game, and then he could have said that was the punishment. You saw it. I sat him the rest of the game. I didn't think he was representing our university well. The way instead, Stoops said, well, that second personal foul, it's kind of questionable. I mean, that's a tough one there. So he's already defending him, which is a player wants to hear that. But now he has the public pressure. I think Stoops, in his mind, sees it one way. Mm-hmm. And the public pressure pushes it another. And then he realizes, oh, that's what you guys saw. Okay.
Well, and so, I also think the public goes into a very, if Jordan Jones wasn't as good a player mm-hmm. as he is, wouldn't he have been tossed?
Yeah.
Where Mark Stoops is really trying to say, like, I go into these rooms, you know, to these living rooms and tell kids, I want to make them a man yeah. and teach them about life, not just about football, and stick with them and have their backs and all of that. And I get all of that. It's the perception is there that if it wasn't someone as good as Jordan Jones, they would have been yanked from the game.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been suspended for that first incident.
That's life. You know, I don't ever begrudge a coach for like playing it that way because that's life. If you're really good at anything, people are willing to put up with more crap. They just are. If you're really good, you're like, well, if you stink and you're sorry, beat it.
Right.
You know?
Like the way I started this radio show this morning, which was almost unlistenable, but because my resume is such that I have just really, you know, top of my business, they'll still let me come on tomorrow.
Yeah, I would have no problem with Jordan Jones playing because I think Stoops has already missed the opportunity to do it right. I think he just kind of messed it up, and now sitting him the bowl game, it punishes Jordan Jones' teammates because you don't have your starting linebacker there, who's a pretty good one. And then it risks sending a message to the team that you don't want. Yes, it would send a message, I guess, that is, you do this kind of stuff, you're not going to get to play. But I think there's going to be a lot of guys on Jordan's side yeah. of it going, that's, you know, that's BS. I can't believe Stoops did that. I mean, that's no good. I absolutely believe that Mark Stoops is doing the right thing by not like kicking Jordan Jones off the team or something, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you do something illegal several times and it's just proven you are a helpless case and we've tried with you and you just keep, you know.
He's done nothing to me to be kicked off the team.
No. But Stoops explained that this week, that it would be easier sometimes to just get rid of a problem and not foster him, help him along. So I think Mark does want to see Jordan succeed so much that he's willing to just, you know, live with the growing pains that Jordan's having. I mean, it's obvious that Jordan has issues.
Mm-hmm.
There are some issues there that he has to work through. That stuff that's going to be with him forever that mm-hmm. he's got to, you know, work through. So,
And taking football away from him might not help that.
That's not, yeah, that's not a good thing. No, it is not.
You know.
Absolutely not. So you just got to work through it a little bit. But, yeah, I think the time and place for the punishment as far as game time is past. He's almost a no-win situation. If he sits him, you know, fans are happy, some fans anyway. And if he does that, then some of the players are unhappy. If he plays him, he's going to hear from the fans. But he doesn't have to worry about losing some of the players, you know. So I think the right move would be.
And none of us as fans or media or anybody knows Jordan the way that Stoops knows Jordan.
Right.
So, you know, I stand by, I think he absolutely should have been yanked out of that Louisville game. I'm going to go ahead and say Mark Stoops probably knows more about what effect things have on Jordan Jones than mm-hmm. I do.
And if I'm him, if I'm Mark, I don't let people into it too much more. Like, I don't say, We're doing this with Jordan. We're doing that. His punishment was this. Or we're, like he'll say, we keep it in house. I would do that because the more you open it up, the more, you know, media we're going to get in and try to find out more and more and dig through it. So I wouldn't give anything more on it. I would keep it absolutely close to the vest and be like, well, I'll hear whatever you want to hear from you guys and the fans and whatever, but I'm going to deal with this in my own way, and that's that. That's the way I would handle it. And because, you know, you got bigger issues anyway, like a defense that can, you know, stop other people.
With or without Jordan Jones.
Yeah. All right, look, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going basketball. Going all in on basketball because we have Hashimu Evans here with us live at Truck and Auto Extras on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. An LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Is it a work vehicle? Is it a recreational vehicle? Is it something else entirely? Who knows? It doesn't have a label. What it does have is a class-leading suspension system. King Shocks, 100 horsepower and 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. Built to outmuscle anything in its path, defying all labels and expectations. Come see what's wreaking havoc at MLS Power Sports. 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Get to MLS Power Sports today.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
At Barney Miller's, we are electronics, from TVs to complete smart homes, even surveillance systems. And we know that while electronics make life easier, sometimes they can frustrate the heck out of you. Ugh. That's why at Barney Miller's, we offer a 24/7 tech support line for our customers. We've been on the cutting edge of the electronics business for nearly 100 years. Come see our huge showroom downtown on East Main and meet our experienced techs, installers, sales, and design team. They make it all work. Whether you need a TV, a surveillance system, or a complete smart home, think Barney Miller's. We are electronics.
Do you have a property that needs expensive repairs? Kentucky Real Estate Buyers pays cash for houses, so you don't need to worry. We provide a quick, no-stress home selling solution. You pay nothing out of pocket and make no repairs. Kentucky Real Estate Buyers wants to give you cash for your house in Lexington, Paris, Winchester, and Nicholasville. If you want a cash offer on your house without the hassle of listing it, call Kentucky Real Estate Buyers first for a free consultation. Call 859-780-5757 or visit us online at KentuckyRealEstateBuyers.com.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history. Oh, I love world history. Baseball? Wait. Baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in Kentucky learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
Smoking deal
at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters of Lexington, Kentucky.
Going on now.
Save on thousands of accessories and services for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. See it on the net, on the streets, or another shop. Smoky Mountain has it. They do more than add on a little extra. They do brakes, ring and pinion installation, and 4x4 repair. A complete tire and wheel shop. Remote car starts at $189. Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters.
Smoking deal.
And installed in about an hour. Spray on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and car stereos are at
Smoking Deal.
WeatherTech floor liners, as low as $89. We are more than a bolt-on shop, so don't settle for a little extra when you can get it all done in one place. For holiday gift-giving, gift certificates in all denominations. We have it all at prices better than the local competitors, and we match most internet prices at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle.
traffic.
This is the drink runner in the wild.
Turn signal, please.
Here, navigating city traffic to surprise the pep squad with their favorite refreshments from McDonald's.
Oh, don't cut me off.
Why does she do it? Because cheer is serious business, and so is refreshment.
Deep breath, Carol. Deep.
Own the drink run, Carol. Own it.
Own the drink run. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea for just $1. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only.
The McDonald's Happy Meal. It's the box that's always been able to bring a smile to children. But now we're spreading those smiles to the rest of the family too. Because a Happy Meal isn't just about what goes into the box. It's about the fun family moments that happen around it. And with table service, activity books and crayons for the kids, and Happy Meals for just $2.99, we're helping make sure those moments are memorable. So stop by anytime. We'll have a table waiting. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
We started something in 1994.
Yeah, yeah.
And 25 years later,
yeah, yeah,
it's become one of the most spectacular evenings in Lexington.
Yeah, yeah.
African American Forum, in partnership with 107.9 The Beat, invites you to join us for the kickoff celebration African American Ball. January 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites by Hilton. This year's event will begin a 12-month journey of art, culture, and entertainment. It starts with Ladies Night Out on Friday and the Black Tie Gala on Saturday. Tickets are limited and on sale now. Don't wait. Make your plans today. Call 255-2653. That's 255-2653, or visit aafinc.com. The African American Ball. It's time to celebrate.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Yeah. Don't fight it.
Mm-mm, don't. You can't. You can't fight it.
If you need some speakers that do this justice, and you don't have them,
yeah,
we got a place for you. It's called Truck and Auto Extras over here on East New Circle Road, Winchester Road area, over by Sam's Club in that area. Come on in. I'm looking at all kinds of speakers and setups. I don't have the LED screen, you know, the big one with the... Oh, I would like to have one of those. Those are cool. Those are very cool. And they have them here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at them right now. We have with us Hashimu Evans joining us now. Good morning, Hashimu.
Good morning. How are we doing?
All right. Now, Mary Jo, you saw something, some breaking news.
Yeah, Sasha Calais-Jones out for today's game with a sprained left ankle, and he is day-to-day, which I think is a pretty big deal. You know, I feel like we should take care of Monmouth, but Dan, even last weekend, you were saying you think Sasha and Nick Richards need to play together.
Yeah, well, not now.
Yeah, not today anyways.
Hashimu, what is your take on how the effect of Sasha Calais-Jones being out today?
I think it'll affect the team, especially when you have preparation during the week and you have certain lineups. Of course, you'll have a backup plan for that. But, you know, considering that he's been heavily being moved in the lineup and now he's hurt, I mean, you'll have someone to replace him, but we'll be fine.
So more P.J. Washington today?
I think so. And Calipari talked him up this week, said that he needs P.J. to take jumpers, needs him to take those mid-range jumpers and shoot them, and he hasn't been making them in games. And he says so that affects his confidence. But in practice here recently, he started to make them, and now he needs to see it in the game. So, yes, I think that opens up an opportunity there because Ty Winyard's going to get some more minutes because they need a big to help out Nick, I would think. Give him some rest.
You know, if PJ hits that jump shot at the free throw line, that just opens up everything else.
Yeah.
Because once he, you know, get in the heart of the defense, you know, game over. And we all know that he's explosive, so he's going to tear the rim down. If he makes one or two, you have to respect it.
Mm-hmm. Cal said this week that he wants and is asking Wenyen Gabriel to be more like Derek Willis, in that he wants him to rebound, block shots, do kind of the little things that he wanted Derek to do so much of last year.
And hit threes.
Do you like that as a comparison?
Well, I love Wingin. You know, I call him Sudan's finest. You know, when I watched him before, he did everything with a smile. He was like that energy guy. So if he could just get in and do those small things, some of these things that you won't find in the stat sheet, I think it'll be great for us.
And when Derek was making his biggest impact, that's what it was. When he would go out there and get 8-10 rebounds a game, I mean, that's what we need Wenyan to do as well.
Yeah, we can use that because, you know, once we get the rebound, we're off on a break. You know, we're going to get dunks coming from everywhere. And it's at the Garden, so you know the guys are going to come out pumped and they're going to be excited about this.
So talk to me about this a little bit, Hashimu, because I feel like this team so far early on, and because they're so young, I totally get it. Where when they recognize the name on the jersey, be it a Kansas, be it a Florida, a Louisville, a team like that, they are jacked up. Monmouth, I don't know. I don't know if they come out and that gets them all jacked, but they are also playing at Madison Square Garden, so that might be a little bit different. How do you see this team reacting to its opponent?
Well, I see them really respecting this opponent. You know, you have Glenn Rice, the head coach. He played at North Carolina, and this team is really good. You know, one thing that stands out, and I know this team because I used to play in the MAC conference at Manhattan College. One thing that stands out is that in 2015-16, they beat UCLA, USC, Notre Dame, and Georgetown. So this is a team.
That's not afraid. They don't care that they're playing Kentucky today.
They can get it done. So I think on both sides, both teams will be amped up for this game, and they're going to respect each other 100%.
What about a noon start time? Like, take me back to your playing days. What was a noon start time like on a Saturday? Is it more difficult to get up for? How do you prepare differently? And could it affect you?
Well, the only thing I think is different is just a pregame meal. It's a little bit earlier. But guys are jacked up. You're waking up early. You know, you're anxious about the game. So I think they're psyched. And the earlier games are better because you're ready to go. You know, when you have the evening games, you got all the preparations, the shoot around, you come back, you eat, you take your nap. Now it's just like get a good night's rest and let's get it on.
Does it change the atmosphere at the Garden, though, when it's not a night game, when it's not 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, something like that, and it's noon?
I don't think so. You know, I'm from the Bronx, New York. I was raised in New York. You know, you're playing at the Garden. That's a pretty huge deal.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to be pumped regardless.
How many times did you play there?
I've played in the Garden one time.
That's it?
Yeah, I played for Fran Fischella, our ESPN guy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And we played St. John's. So that was my only opportunity. And boy, you know, those lights
came on. So UK never played in the Garden when you were with UK?
I think we played at the Meadowlands at the time against Duke my senior year.
Yeah.
But we never played the Garden.
Okay. Well, that must have been a cool game then for you growing up where you did.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Other than Fran Fischella screaming at us, it was fun.
Well, coaches tend to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you didn't hear Sasha Kalia Jones out with a sprained ankle, listed as day to day. Have you ever sprained your ankle playing basketball?
Yeah, it's a light injury. It's normal. He'll recover.
Like a week, right?
Yeah, now you have the boots and you have all these different type of
treatments.
I call them home remedies.
Yeah.
So he'll be fine.
All right, so Cal says this team's still fighting him a little bit, sometimes fighting each other, not in a personality clash kind of way, but just maybe not totally buying in to what he's telling them. And again, it's just I know we say it all the time, but this is the youngest group that he has had. And how do you get them to totally buy into what he's telling them? Playing winning basketball. That's what he said. It doesn't look like winning basketball to me that they're playing. How does he affect that? And he's got plenty of time because they're only playing, you know, one game a week here for the next couple weeks. So he's got time to whip these dudes into shape.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. I have an 18-year-old son, right? So we all know you have a kid, you're very stubborn. So here Cal has all this talent, and they're young. They're very stubborn. They might not be buying into it. But we all know this December break is coming real soon, mm-hmm. where it's just eat, sleep, breathe basketball. And that's when you really can see what your team is going to be about.
What do you think this team is going to be about? Where do you see their identity lying?
I see this team being, when I watched them early, I saw the potential and I said, this is a family. This is a close-knit group. Even though some of these guys have seen each other in high school, they gel well together.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them going to be a great defensive team that's really going to make some noise come to SEC play and down the line during the tournament. I'm very excited.
Some upsets in the SEC. Texas A&M lost to Arizona. Not that Arizona's a bad team, but they definitely got off to a bad start.
Which leads me to this. Bill Walton, yes or no?
Oh, a resounding no. I can't stand it.
Bill Walton, Mashimu, yes or no?
No.
No.
Sorry.
I can't.
It drives me crazy. God, he drives me crazy.
And I understand if it's a 30-point game,
mm-hmm.
you got to find something to talk about.
Right.
But we're talking about Arizona and Texas A&M back and forth, and he's just somewhere else.
Yeah.
He's somewhere else.
I mean, I see plenty of people that tweet, you know, he's funny, enjoy it, and they just love hearing his stuff. Like, he does say some funny stuff, but I didn't.
But there's also a time and place for that.
Yeah, I didn't tune into Comedy Central to hear jokes. I mean, I'm trying to watch the game, and I want you to be engaged in the game because I am, and I'm trying to watch it. Yeah, and he just wears me out. And I think my SEC bias also plays into that. If maybe it was Arizona and Southern Cal, and he was cracking jokes, it might not bother me as much, but because it was an SEC team, I'm more interested in it, and I want to pay attention and know about these guys and all that. And instead, it's just he's got side story upon side story upon side story, and then a good play happened. He goes, "Wow, wow, he is maybe the greatest player that's ever played at Texas A&M."
Well, that's pretty good.
No, listen, Dan has got some impressions that'll knock your socks off. So
hopefully that's the last of Courtney Love.
Yeah,
because she already is bad mm-hmm. to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we could talk a little bit more about some of those upsets we saw this week here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show, live from Truck and Auto Extras.
Sorry.
I threw you a curveball.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You're someone who pays attention to detail. In a complicated environment, you're able to focus on the necessary tools. You know how to read people and are trained to identify areas of pain. You are compassionate. In people's most vulnerable moments, you are a healing hand. You are there for patients when they need help. And in times of stress, you know how to use calm reasoning. You chose Spencerian College, and your future is bright. Classes start January 2nd, so visit spencerian.edu to learn more and register today.
Wildcat Moving, the only moving company locally owned and managed by University of Kentucky MBA graduates. Wildcat Moving, ranked number one in Kentucky on Angie's List since 2012. Top 5% in the country, they are trustworthy with a Better Business Bureau A+ rating. Wildcat Moving pays their movers better than anyone else so they can recruit and retain the best and the brightest. Happy movers make happy customers. Wildcat Moving, the best in the bluegrass by far. Wildcatmoving.com.
Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
Fuck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Kentucky. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future.
High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We're live at Truck and Auto Extras here over New Circle Road, Winchester Road area. And Shimu Evans is with us on the Dan and Mary Jo Show all throughout this hour. If you didn't hear, Sasha Kalia Jones, he's out, sprained ankle, day-to-day. I think, you know, Kentucky plays Virginia Tech Saturday. I mean, you would expect with a sprained ankle that he has a shot at playing in that game. If not, if all it is a sprained ankle, he's definitely playing against UCLA in a couple weeks. But practice, it's been a little bit more time because they got this one game a week kind of pattern. And Calipari describes it as day-to-day. One day he's like, all right, I think we're headed in the right direction. The next day he's like, oh, my gosh, we're going to get beat by Monmouth. what do you think about it's so different from what you were used to when you played, where you had guys who've been around versus all of you at once. New to this thing, and you're trying to put it together.
It's true. I mean, we look at Wenyan, he's our veteran in the team.
Yeah.
And he's a sophomore. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you have guys that have been in the system and they're juniors and seniors, you know, you have the experience. They've been in the trenches and they know what to expect. But at the same time, I think he just does a great job with taking these young guys and making it work. You know, we've won some games in a single digit. You know, or we went by like maybe 10 or 12, mm-hmm. but I think these are good games that would help us down the line.
And do you see or hear that fans are kind of, they think we should be winning these games by 30, right? But as we've seen this week, there have been a lot of upsets of teams that, unranked teams or mid-major teams over schools. I mean, Florida lost to Loyola Chicago. Well, they're a top five team. Texas A&M lost on the road. They were number seven. You know, like, other teams have good players, too, you know, and good coaches, too. They might not have all McDonald's All-Americans, but do you think that's something that just the average fans don't realize? Like, there's a lot of really good players out there.
Well, let's just say this. At the University of Kentucky, or the state of Kentucky, there's no such thing as average fans, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, let's be real. We can win by 18 points and feel that we need to win by 30. And so you got to love our fans for that. So I think no matter what, even when we played, if we won a game by 12, they said, well, we didn't really like the performance, but go Cats, you know?
Right.
So, you know, everyone talks about the guys being young. And you talk about that a lot, but it's just a reality of the situation. You know, you have some teams that have players who are veterans, and then we deal with a young team. But yet, like you said, a lot of teams have lost that have maybe in the top 10.
Yeah.
But we've won the games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that has to stand for something.
It does. And, you know, the game they played against Kansas, and Kansas just got beat by Washington the other night at home.
Well, Kansas City. It wasn't
Kansas City. Okay. Well.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Washington crowd. There wasn't anybody.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Except for some parents.
But Kentucky played very well in that game. Mm-hmm. I just keep going back to how different I think this team looks with Jared Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
In the lineup, and now the latest that we've kind of heard is it's going to be up to him to decide.
Probably not
whether he's going to play. So I don't see him.
Yeah.
Playing this year.
Hey, let's get to Anthony.
Okay.
Anthony's along the line. Anthony, good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. You're on with Hashimu Evans.
Hey, I know all of you. I've been talking with every one of you on 1300 stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I want to bring up everything else. I guess with Hashimu, I want to go back to his past. Before he came to UK, I think he played in Manhattan for 1 or 2 years. What was the significant thing in bringing him to Kentucky? What was the motivating factor? Was it Pitino, the coach? Was it Tubby, the coach? Or was it just the whole Kentucky mist, blue mist?
Well, let's just see. I played 2 years in Manhattan College, but I was fortunate to come here and work the Kentucky basketball camp after my freshman year in Manhattan. So my coach, Fran Fraschilla, thought it would be good to help me have some experience playing with the champions. So the visibility was there, being a New York guy, and I got a chance to meet the guy. So I was fortunate to transfer to Kentucky once my head coach took a coaching job at St. John's. So it's definitely a blessing to be able to come here versus Kentucky.
Did he want you to go to St. John's with him?
I think Fran had something in this contract where, you know, he wouldn't bring in any other players. So obviously the Big East at that time, I would have loved to have played and follow him, but I was able to make a huge jump from a mid-major to the contenders.
Yeah, it worked out okay for
you. It worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
Was it under Coach Pitino that sort of recruited you here to Kentucky at the time, or was it under Tubby?
No, it was Coach Pitino. He was still here because, you know, Les Anthony, I did sit out the 97 season, and I just couldn't play with the team, and I was there when we lost in Indianapolis to Arizona. So when he left and went to the Celtics, you know, I played for Tubby for 2 years.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Mary Jo maybe a football question, though. You know, the Minnesota Vikings back in the 60s and 70s and so forth, I was a big Minnesota Vikings fan under Alan Page, Carl Eller, Gary
Lawson. Couple people eaters, bro.
And company.
Yes.
Who was your favorite Minnesota Vikings football player? And I'm going to ask the Shibu the situation of who was your favorite New York Knicks player?
Now, Mary Jo, go back to the 60s, 70s, and tell me which guy did you...
Alan Page,
was he...
Carl Eller's a good one. I'm going to say, though, my favorite Minnesota Viking of all time is Randy Moss.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
How could it
not also
be?
I did have a two-year obsession with Brett Favre, although I just don't think he's considered a Viking.
No.
I think he'll always be considered a Packer.
That dude Randall, I loved him. The defensive lineman who painted
John Randall?
Face. John Randall.
Yeah, he was a bad dude.
Yeah,
he was
awesome.
A bad man. I loved Robert Smith.
Yeah.
The running back when he was there.
I mean, Dante Culpepper was awesome, too.
I did. I loved Dante Culpepper. Dante Culpepper was out when they just kind of started having, like, ringtones for your phone. And I was working in Terre Haute, Indiana at the time, and when my phone rang, it would say, "Hey, this is Dante Culpepper from the Minnesota Vikings. Answer your phone."
I
love Dante.
Minnesota Vikings had three Super Bowls, one under Joe Cap, which played Kansas City.
Oh, my God.
Chiefs,
I wish you had worked in
the
media.
Fran Tarkenton was at that game the other day. Fran Tarkenton was at that game in Atlanta.
Look, I could just see. Have you ever seen the press conference with, like, there's been some with Pitino. Like, one time Pitino answered, what's his name? Bob Domini, is that his name?
Yeah, Bob Domini's phone, yeah.
Yeah, he answered his phone at a press conference, and, like, the woman's like, "Hey, we're going over to
yes.
Jeff Ruby's later for some drinks. Do you want to join us?" And Pitino's like, "Well, right now I'm in the middle of a press conference. Hey, Bob, I think somebody..." But had your phone been sitting up there recording, and he goes, "Hey, this is Dante Culpepper, answer your phone." Oh, man. I'm sorry, Anthony. I couldn't resist that. But
all right.
On to your question to Hashimu, though.
Players, the New York Knicks, nobody ever talked about man that much, though. It was Walt Clyde Frazier. When he got on a roll and got scoring in Madison Square Garden, I don't know if this is before y'all time, man, you couldn't stop Clyde Frazier from scoring and everything else. And Madison Square Garden used to go off the hook as far as the crowds go when Clyde Frazier got on a roll.
What's your phone number?
Absolutely. Anthony, to answer your question, my favorite Knickerbocker, I would have to say Bernard King.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And if I may, I would also like to say John Starks.
I was going to guess John Starks. I was literally in my head thinking John Starks. Yeah.
Those were great teams with John Starks and those battles with, like, Reggie Miller and them.
You know, as far as favorite football team or basketball team yourself, who's your favorite?
Dan's a Bears guy. Chicago
I'm
fan.
I'm a Chicago guy all the way, all of it. Like, I was born up near Chicago. And I think I was 8 years old before we moved, so I just started really digging sports and, like, forming my, you know, my team. So, I mean, the 85 Bears, there's nothing like that team to me. Walter Payton is my favorite football player of all time. Second might be Dan Hampton. Third might be Richard Dent or Jim McMahon or Willie Gault or Mike Singletary or Steve McMichael,
you know,
or the Fridge.
Josh Sarge, I can still remember. I think it was a playoff game against the Chicago Bulls when Josh Sarge did that crazy move against Michael Jordan and dunked on Michael Jordan, which would be one of the great highlight films of all time.
Yeah, it was named the dunk. And I'll just tell you a quick little story. I begged my mom for some paneling in my room, right? And after 2 days of having a paneling, I put the John Stark poster over the paneling. She wasn't too excited about that.
So my son, Sam, who he just texted me and said, how is AP not your favorite Viking? He's mine. Right? Adrian, and that's a good one. Adrian Peterson, for sure. I texted him back. I said,
you didn't see Randy Moss.
I said, you don't remember when Randy Moss was the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the stuff.
Michael Jordan, though, he's my favorite basketball player of all time. And there's like a video, it's like an old cheesy video too, but it'll run every now and again on NBA TV or something. It's called His Airness, I think, or something, and it just shows all the great highlights. And I mean, I just remember him. Look, I can remember going to school. Me and a buddy of mine were just so head over heels for Michael Jordan. Back when they made T-shirts with the caricatures on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we would go to school wearing, like, he'd have one style of Michael Jordan caricature shirt. I'd have another style. We'd coordinate our sweatpants. Like, you wear red, I'll wear black. I mean, we were just, that's the way it was. And baseball, Ryan Sandberg. So that covers the big three anyway.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. We appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good one. Also, real quick, while my son's listening, does Tyler take too many threes, Hishimu?
Well, not with me.
Okay, so we're talking about Tyler, who's on Sam's basketball team, who works out with Hishimu, and he jacks up threes constantly. But but they won in overtime last week. Hopefully they win again tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to have a word with him about that. We definitely don't work on that.
What age group of a basketball team are we talking about here?
Sixth to eighth grade.
Sixth to eighth grade.
Yeah, and there is a big difference between a sixth grader and an eighth grader.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. Some voices drop by the time they get into eighth grade. Sixth grade, not so much. You're still, you know.
Well, it's never going to happen with Sam. He's frozen in time right now, and he won't get any older or bigger than he is right now.
All right, well, we are at Truck and Auto Extras live, and we've got Hishimu Evans with us talking UK Monmouth game today, and we'll do more of that next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Everyone knows the boot store has an unmatched selection of boots. You just won't find more styles and sizes. We also have hundreds of affordable gifts for everyone on your list. We have an awesome selection of clothing, outerwear, and accessories. We feature Stetson, Resistol, and American hats. And we have case knives. Personalized nameplate belts are made on short notice, and they're only $39.95. If you can't decide, our gift cards always fit and don't expire. We're the Boot Store on Nicholasville Road.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment. Winter has finally rolled around here in central Kentucky, and that means the holidays are on their way. It also means the folks at Highbridge are busy preparing for Santa's visit. Each year, Santa stops in Wilmore to pick up a few thousand gallons of pure Highbridge Springs water. Since Highbridge doesn't deliver to the North Pole, and Santa only visits once a year, he has to load up with Highbridge for himself, Mrs. Claus, and those eight tiny reindeer. It's their favorite holiday drink. Well, of course it's true. Haven't you heard the story about 'twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, empty Highbridge bottles were strewn about? This holiday season, give your family, friends, and employees the best in class with great-tasting, healthy Highbridge Springs. Call us toll-free today for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971 or on the web at highbridgesprings.com. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years, the Highbridge Springs family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Well, my name is Jimmy Masters, and I'm the head golf professional at Spring Valley Golf Club. We have been working with Payroll Solutions now for about 6 years. Been a great relationship. It just helps us better manage what we're there to do. The most important things are taking care of our members, our employees. We manage several tournaments and events, and we've got 140 acres of turf grass to maintain, an 85-year-old clubhouse that needs a lot of attention, and we don't always have the staff available to take care of the type of things that Payroll Solutions is able to take care of for us. It's very liberating. If you're struggling to get everything done that you've got on your plate, this is certainly something that you can hand over. It will free you up to concentrate on the issues that are relevant to your business. You can't hardly beat that kind of service.
Call 859-255-7020 for your Payroll Solutions.
This is the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
But he also ended up with big speakers.
We're live at Truck and Auto Extras here off of East New Circle Road. Come on in. I know you want a remote car starter if you don't have one. I know you do. Who doesn't? Hashimu Evans is with us, and we're talking UK Monmouth coming up here at noon. And hold on, got a little indigestion from the coffee. Sorry. You know, Calipari mentioned that. Here's one of the things, Hashimu, I would like to get your take on this. Is Calipari mentioned he shouldn't have to go crazy to get his guys to play hard. And if that's how it's got to be, if he's got to lose his mind on them to get them going, then it's probably not going to go the way he needs it to go. What do you think that means? What do you read into that?
Well, as a coach, you know, you have to try all these different psychological warfare to try to get your players to react at certain times or the next opponent, right? Mm-hmm. So I like to call them Jedi mind tricks when you're dealing with these younger kids. And, you know, it's funny. I have a friend, Andrea Williams, and we tend to talk about this. She's the commissioner of the Big Sky Conference, right? So she knows basketball. So we tend to talk about these things, and we named it Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do something, right? And sometimes it is. He says his guys are watching basketball games all the time, right? He's watching every college basketball game on TV, and that he is not.
Right.
He is watching, like, Alaskan Gold Rush or whatever his shows are that he watches, because he said, I don't want to see how good all these other teams are compared to us. But his guys are watching it. Do you want your players watching as much basketball as you can?
When UCF and MTSU and Loyola Chicago are beating SEC teams, you do, right? You want to see that.
Yeah. And plus, you know, most of these kids have friends that are playing on these other teams anyway, so they're going to watch it anyways. But it's always good to somewhat critique how the game is being played. And if you can see another SEC team, why not watch that, knowing that you're going to face them sometime this year?
Yeah.
So knowing that Monmouth has been there before, they've beaten big-name schools, so they're not going to be afraid of the name on the jersey today. What does Kentucky have to do to get off to a fast start and try to put this team away? Because that's not what – they haven't really been able to do that. They've been able to build 20-point leads, but then they've kind of let up on the gas. What do they need to do to kind of sustain that?
Well, like you said earlier, too, you know, you're dealing with a lot of great programs that don't have that ranking, but they're great programs. So you're not going to put Monmouth away, but I think you have to come out right away, and communication is important. I've watched some of the games, and I don't think that you have that. And when you do, I think it just the energy is just different. So first and foremost, communication, and they have to just get all of the 50-50 balls. You know, you got it, and you got to do the small detail things. Boxing out. It's not just going to get the ball, put your body on someone. These are the little detail things that can really determine the difference in the score of the game.
So does the communication start with Quad A, start with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Where do you want the communication to start?
Honestly, it's a culture. It starts when you come out of the locker room, when you're warming up and jump ball from the guys on the bench. And I don't know if you guys remember, Monmouth was that team always on ESPN with all the different celebrations.
Yes, right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is huge. That's a culture right there. So these things are really, really make a difference.
You talk about those little things. And with a team this young, I mean, really, that's what he's working on. Like, he doesn't give them too much because he doesn't want to overwhelm them.
Yes.
And so it is just those little fundamentals, right?
Really is. Really makes a difference.
When I was watching last night highlights Celtics, that inbounds play against the Spurs. I don't know if you saw this.
I did not.
Bradley Stevens drew up an inbounds play that got Kyrie an open look in the corner, and the ball went in and out and popped back out. It would have tied it. Manu Ginobili had already hit a three to put it the Spurs ahead late. But anyway, whoever was doing the highlight mentions that Brad Stevens, one of the best at drawing up out-of-bounds plays. It got me thinking, Calipari says they really don't even have any right now.
I thought Tubby was always one of the best at that. Tubby always had an inbounds play that always worked, I felt like.
Yeah, drew up something good.
But it got me thinking, you know, Calipari's deal is, and I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach, so it's clearly worked for him, but what he likes to do is let players play. He does not do a whole lot. He teaches concepts, and you play that concept. It's not like, I mean, they might come down and call a certain motion or a certain action, but there's not a whole lot of sets that he draws up. And you just go back to, let's say, the 38-0 team, where the directive was get the ball inside to Karl-Anthony Towns. But it doesn't appear that there was any specific play for like a screen here or, you know, a way to make that happen. It was just a make sure you. So tell me, what, how does that compare to the way Tubby would do things? Did he make sure he always had sets and type stuff that you guys had to memorize and execute?
Yeah, we had sets, but like you said, what Cal is doing is great because now it's just about playing basketball. You don't want to be like robots and too mechanical where you just have these sets and if, you know, if that fails, you know, what do? You know, they kind of just play off what happens. What happens if I, you know, cut to the ball? So when you're doing these situational things in practice, it just becomes second nature in the game.
But to be able for that to work, sometimes you've got to really have a chemistry built up. And, you know, we're, what, 10 games into the season, I would expect by the time we're 20 games into the season, that chemistry will be, you'll know more of where everyone's going to be and what their tendencies are. Cal said that he definitely wants the point guards to go hunt down more three-point shots.
Yeah, Quad A Green. He wants to see Quad A Green.
And he's been a good three-point shooter.
Yeah, hunt those shots. And then he wants to see Shai put it up more. He said he wants to see Kevin Knox shoot about, you know, four or five if he's hitting them, you know, wants him to take that many. And then outside of that, you know, he's looking for about 18 attempts and expects his team to make six or seven. But otherwise, you know, get the shots the other way. But he was asked, yeah, if they were down a little bit to around 12 attempts, that's too few. But he doesn't want to go much over 18 either. And his whole point was, take a team like Florida. Florida lives on that three. Well, if it doesn't work, you get beat at home by Loyola Chicago. And that's Cal's thing is, we need to be defensive first. We got enough talent, we can score. I'm not worried about us scoring. We'll figure that out. We've got to use our athleticism and length to kill people defensively and we'll be fine because we're not relying on a night where we have to hit 7 to 10 threes to beat somebody.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you're looking to try to keep a team under 70 points per game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we come in, let's say we go to Texas A&M or we go to Alabama, we're having a poor shooting night, we're going to win because we're going to stop them. We're going to get stops.
Yeah.
And to talk about the three-point shots, you know, you have Quade. He's a great shooter. He needs to be a little bit more aggressive and shoot the three. And Wenyen actually shoots the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
So to have that inside-outside presence, it really opened up the game in other different parts of what we're trying to do.
Do you feel like the perimeter defense has improved since the beginning of the season? Because that was like we were just leaving everybody wide open for three-point shots.
A lot of those teams were they did that was part of their game plan anyway. It wasn't like they came to Kentucky and shot the most threes that ever shot in, you know, the history of the program. It those teams already kind of shot that many threes, but yeah, yeah, they were making them.
That's what I loved about Kyle in this schedule. People were looking at some of these teams and I'm thinking like these were teams that were great last season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like you said, that's what they did. So this was great preparation for our team early.
Yeah.
Have you seen improvement on the perimeter defensively?
Yes, absolutely. But I was a little bit worried at the beginning because I'm thinking if they make half of these shots, we're going to have a situation.
Right. I know. I was worried too a couple games.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do think it's gotten better. I think that when they go back and watch film, they realize, wow, we were giving them a lot of wide open looks.
All right, one more break. We're live at Truck and Auto Extras. Get out here today. We're going to come back with Ashimu and get his thoughts on this matchup against Monmouth and who he expects to have a big day on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Go Big B! Go Big B! Go Big B! Go Big B!
That's Big B Liquor Store, your one-stop shop for all your game time or party needs. No matter what the occasion, Big B Liquor has you covered. Big B is the only drive-through liquor store in Hamburg, and it's open from noon to 2:30 a.m. every day, except for Sunday when Big B closes at 9. Big B Liquor is on Todd's Road next to Buffalo Wild Wings and Cocktails. Big B Liquor says Go Big Blue!
Go Big B!
Big B Liquor. Stop in today.
Ed, get in here and shut the door.
What's up, boss?
What's up? You have to ask, Ed?
Yes, sir. Usually, sir.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correctamundo, sir. Just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed. I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. It's a good thing I got to you before your first delivery.
Well, I already spread the word, sir, and...
Naked?
Oh, no.
He's what? Naked?
Naked.
He's naked.
Toys, electronics, stuff for your home, books, and more. Ollie's is your holiday headquarters with Black Friday bargains galore. Why stay up all night to shop at the fancy stores when you can save big at Ollie's? We're opening our doors at 5 a.m. this Friday so you can get the best bargains this holiday season. Folks, check out this doorbuster deal. Hoover Robot Vacuum Buyout. First quality, cleans multiple floor types and auto recharges. Now get yours at Ollie's for just $99.99. The fancy stores, they'll charge you $200 for the very same thing. Also, check out the Bissell Symphony Vacuum. We've got it for only $49.99. You'll pay $170 at the big box stores. And the bargains don't stop there. Get to Ollie's for our biggest Black Friday deals ever. But you got to get here early because when they're gone, they're gone. Our doors open at 5 a.m. Friday, so hurry into Ollie's where you'll get more holiday for your money. Visit Ollie's.us for a store near you.
Ollie's! Good stuff, cheap!
Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is under new local ownership and is now open for lunch. Serving locally sourced, delicious Kentucky food, we butcher, cure, and smoke our pastrami in-house, and our world-famous O'Round Burger will have you licking your lips and coming back for more. If it's a beer you want, there's over 20 craft beers on tap and drink specials throughout the week. Check out our Facebook page for our weekly live music schedule. And here at Lina's, we are the home of soccer in Lexington. Our unique atmosphere is the best in town and the only spot to cheer on the Cats. Lina's Irish Bar and Grill, located just off of UK's campus at 384 Woodland Avenue, locally owned, Kentucky proud.
This is the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is it. Yeah. got Hashimu Evans here, who just reminded me. I didn't even realize this.
How old does that make you feel?
It makes me feel
20-year anniversary.
Like I need
up.
Some ice bags right now, my knees.
20th anniversary of the 98 National Championship, which was in San Antonio, and next year it's going to be in
San Antonio.
So yeah. That's pretty crazy. I can remember like the cover of the Cat's Paws magazine with the San Antonio thing on it. Because that was always like the preseason theme is wherever the Final Four is, you know, you do something with that because that's where you're – that's where the mindset every year. I mean, that's where you start, Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at these upsets that happened this week in college basketball. So you had Alabama lost on Sunday to Central Florida.
And they had just cracked the top 25.
Right. And then they just barely beat Rhode Island this week. You had number 5 Florida lost to Loyola, Chicago, and Florida State. Vanderbilt's not, you know, very good, but losing to Middle Tennessee at home, I mean, you're Vanderbilt. You're not Middle Tennessee. You should not lose to Middle Tennessee on your home court. Texas A&M losing at Arizona, I don't think that's that big of a deal. Texas A&M still a good team. But what this tells me, though, is Florida and Texas A&M are not by far and away better than UK. This thing's going to be competitive, and UK is still maybe the favorite.
Well, obviously, you know, obviously, we all UK fans. Yeah. Of course, UK is going to be on top, and they will. But watching Texas A&M, they're pretty good.
They are a good team.
They have some great experience. I'm a little shocked by Florida because with their experience, and I still believe they're going to make a lot of noise later on.
Yeah.
You know, you lose early. Because at the end of the day, you have the rankings, but we know that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Yeah.
But
especially not in early December.
Yeah. In a game like you said, like a Middle Tennessee, you know, it's how you play that given night.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're ranked number one. You know, Duke almost lost to Texas, Shaka Smart. If you don't come in ready, laced up that given night, it really doesn't matter.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, didn't Middle Tennessee, weren't they a Sweet 16 team last year or almost make it there? They definitely won one game.
Yeah. Texas A&M to me,
they're tough.
I mean, I could see them.
And we've had some tough games with them the last couple of years.
Yeah.
To the point where they've even shifted the schedule where that is our last game of the regular season is A&M.
One of the things A&M has had these last several years is talented bigs. They got that Tyler Davis, Robert Williams. Well, now they got that grad transfer from Marquette, and he's – at a guard position. He's sharp. But let me ask you today, today's game against Monmouth, who's your big performer? Who has one of his better games?
Well, you know, being a New York guy and we have Hamidou.
Yeah.
He's home.
Yeah.
So I think he'll I don't know if he has a little jitters before the game, but he's gonna have a good game.
Yeah.
He's playing at home. He's gonna have a good game.
Calipari said he's been getting it. Getting a better feel for things here lately that he thinks he's about to, you know, take off.
He looks really comfortable in the last few games. Looks very comfortable, and I think this is huge for us.
So I would take Hami, but I also want to see what PJ Washington can do now that I think he'll have an expanded role with Sasha out today.
I see this game going as it's going to be I would imagine a slow start. It just feels like it, doesn't it? They just and they had a slow start, and then maybe they'll start to get away right before halftime, maybe 9-10 points, and then I would think in the second half there's going to be a stretch where Kentucky breaks off 12-14 in a row and puts it away.
See, I think Monmouth, like Hashimu said, Monmouth's not going to go away. I think this one might be tight till the last couple minutes.
I think it's going to be tight.
Okay.
I think it's going to be tight because we're dealing with a program that has a lot of experience, and their preparation is meticulous. You know, like most good programs have these preparations. You know, so these guys are eating, sleeping. They're going to know which way winning turns, which when he blinks, you know,
yeah,
it's a really, really serious thing. So I think it's going to be a tight one.
Did you see the way they lost the other night? The way Monmouth lost?
Mm-mm.
They're playing Hofstra. And I think, let's see, they're down. They must be down two. Yeah, they were down two. And so the guy hits his first free throw. Hofstra's at the line. Hofstra's down two at the line. He hits the first free throw. Well, there's not enough time left. He has to miss the second one because they're down two. You know, you can't get. Well, he does. And he hits it off the back. So it's a long rebound. And it gets kicked out to the perimeter. And this guy is like a slap shot in hockey. He is loaded, ready to go. Hits his hands. He fires from three. Ball game. Over. Mm. They win. Hofstra wins. So they're coming off a heartbreaker that's got to be difficult to bounce back from that. But so you two both say that
tight,
it's close.
Tight, yeah, close game, but Kentucky wins.
I say Kentucky pulls away and wins by 15, 16, 17.
Well, the line's 15, and we know Vegas is pretty good.
Yeah. All right, that's it for us. I'm out tomorrow, but Mary Jo's back, and so is Ashimu on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Go Cats!
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is the perfect holiday gift, according to Marshall and Viv.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
And when you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I said that.
Happy holidays?
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
It's going on my holiday list for sure.
And AT&T's